Chapter 8. A Lesson for Moneylenders. One hot summer afternoon, Tom Walker was sitting in his shop. Outside, a storm was coming and the sky was black. Tom was filling in the papers that would ruin a merchant who owed him a lot of money. He had always pretended to be the merchant's friend while lending him money, but now was the time to squeeze him. The poor merchant begged him for more time. Tom got angry, and he refused to give the man even one more day. "My family will become homeless," said the merchant. "These are hard times," replied Tom. "I have to take care of myself." "You have made so much money out of me," said the merchant. Tom lost his patience. For a moment, he forgot he was now a Christian, and he used the devil's name. "I never made a penny. The devil can take me if I'm lying." Just then there were three loud knocks on the door. Tom stepped out to see who was there. Before him stood the huge man, who was holding a black horse.
"Hello, Tom. I've come for you," said the fellow.
Tom stepped back, but it was too late. He had left his little Bible and his coat back in the room. His big Bible was on the desk buried under papers. He had no time to go get them and fight the devil off. The rain started pouring down, and lightning flashed in the sky. The man threw Tom like a child onto the horse. He whipped the horse, and it galloped off in the storm with the moneylender on its back. The surprised people of Boston stood and stared as Tom and the horse shot by. When they turned back to look for the huge man, he had disappeared. Tom Walker never returned to finish those papers and take everything from the poor merchant. A man who lived beside the dark swamp where Tom had met the devil said that during the storm he had heard a noise outside. He ran to the window and saw a man on a horse that was galloping at top speed along the road. With the man hanging on, the horse galloped off the road, across a field, over a hill, and down into the black swamp toward the old Indian fort. A moment later, lightning struck that spot and the forest caught fire. The good people of Boston shook their heads, but they were not that surprised. In those days, the devil's tricks were well known, and such things did not shock these hard people. When people tried to find Tom Walker's property after he disappeared, they found that there was nothing left. All of his money and papers had been burned. All of the gold and silver had been replaced with dirt. The horses from his stable were gone. And the next day, his grand house caught fire and burned to the ground. It seems that when the devil took Tom Walker, he took his treasure back as well. This is how the story of Tom Walker and his money ends. All money lenders and bankers should think carefully about this story. It is a true story. If you go to the top of that cliff near the swamp, you can still see the hole where Tom Walker dug up the pirate's treasure. And the swamp and old Indian fort are still haunted on stormy nights by a man on a horse. So, to the rich and cruel of the world, remember the story of Tom Walker.